This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go on a Monday. Chad Harmon, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Taylor with the news. Taylor will be back, I'm assuming, Dave Harrigan, with overrated, underrated, properly rated 1 hour from now. But let's talk at the start. Saturday Night Live and the power of Saturday Night Live. I talked to a bunch of friends today, including my friend Molly, and everybody's still buzzing about SNL. By the way, if you're here to text, if you're here to call, it's never been funny. I'm sick of it. I'm done with you. I've lost your number. I'm not here for you. The power of SNL all weekend on display. The height of it last night with skit after skit after skit. Dave Harrigan, 0 to 10, how much did you like Saturday Night Live, Sunday primetime, celebrating the brilliance of this show's run?
Well, first of all, don't call them skits, Chad. They are sketches. They are comedy sketches. Please get your terminology correct. 1 to 10, I would have it at about an 8.8.
I'm probably an 8. I'm probably just barely below you, but I don't want to be judging on the Adam Carter card of unless it's spectacular throughout every single sketch, every single character, every single musical performance, it's not good enough. Because there was way more good than bad. In fact, if you want to chime in right now, through a phone call or a text, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. What did you love? What made you laugh? What made you cringe? What didn't you like Saturday Night Live 50 years? Okay, so I was curious how they would start the show. And then it made sense because by all accounts, Lorne Michaels and Paul Simon are very close and have been. And the early days of SNL, Simon was a fixture. So to have Simon a part of it made sense. Did you like that they paired him with a young star who 18 months ago, I don't think we knew of, but last year was about espresso. And there's Simon and Sabrina opening up. Dave Harrigan, did it meet your level?
I really enjoyed that. In fact, of all the musical performances last night, that was, I think, clearly the top. I thought they were tremendous.
Wow, Carter now claiming he gave it an 8.2. Stop with your hate.
Higher than you.
No, he gave it now he's clarifying. An 8. Well, we know, I mean, honestly, Carter could see Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, George Carlin and John Mulaney at their peak. You go, I don't know.
Well, he wouldn't see all of them. He'd leave after about two.
He would. He would, and then he'd go home and watch Coochie Coochie Coo on Fantasy Island. I mean, Lil Wayne, really?
Yeah, I didn't get that one. I did not understand why Lil Wayne was there. But all right.
Lil Wayne, I mean, I'm amused by Lil Wayne. I know he's got hits, but it's SNL at 50, and we got Lil Wayne. Okay, I thought it worked very well. And then I'm thinking, who is going to open? Now, the 40th one was dominated by Fallon and, to a less degree, Timberlake. No Timberlake at all.
No.
Yesterday. Not in the crowd. Nothing. Wasn't a part of the musical festivities on Friday. I was a bit surprised by that. Now, Fallon was a big part of the Friday Night Musical show, which, now, did you watch that?
I only caught a few clips of that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Might have even exceeded, for the expectations game, Friday Night exceeded it. There were so many stars and Will Ferrell, and how do I say her name? Anna
Gasteyer.
Anna Gasteyer, when they do kind of the folksy
yes.
Duo.
Love that bit.
And they were doing it like to hip-hop songs and love songs. I was crying, man. It was so funny. I mean, by far of the two shows, from audience reactions, and you obviously don't get it with SNL, the most the crowd just was bent over laughing. So good. So we'll get back to fraud in a sec. So they had Steve Martin come out. What did you think about Martin as the lead?
I thought that was a good choice. I mean, he was obviously not on the cast, but very much a regular in the early years. And, yeah, I thought that worked out well.
I thought it did. I thought he was good. I thought kicking Martin Short out.
Yep.
I thought having Mulaney come as a part of it. I guess they decided to have, you know, kind of as the show would normally open with somebody who's hosted it. I guess I wanted Eddie. You know, I wanted somebody who you still think of with SNL, but you don't see on as much. You still see Steve Martin. But did I think Steve Martin was funny? I did.
Yeah, and the good news is you got Eddie in sketches this time, unlike 40.
Yes. Eddie, okay, well, let's get to Black Jeopardy. Because Black Jeopardy is also causing controversy.
Yes, it is.
So should we get to the controversy first and then talk about it? Hanks comes out as a MAGA voter. Some of it's funny. I thought it was dumb. I really did. I'm not going to go as crazy as some of the hardcore MAGA folks, but I thought it was dumb when Hanks was uncertain to shake hands with, who was it? Kenan, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Whatever. Didn't bother me. I didn't think it was, you know, it wasn't funny, but it was okay. Whatever, fine.
I didn't think it was that funny, and I just thought it gives catnip to the MAGA crowd. And it's everywhere, right? I thought it was very good. I think some other Black Jeopardies have been funnier, but, however, Eddie, just as Tracy Morgan, was hysterical.
Yes. I mean, the four cheese lasagna bit was, oh, I mean, that was, I was picturing Tracy himself saying, and of course, Tracy right next to him, and I love Tracy Morgan, and him doing a great Tracy Morgan was, I was bent over laughing.
I've heard Eddie as Tracy Morgan before, but just to have him do it right there was such a tremendous idea. And then Eddie came back for the final skit with Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell was breaking and screwing up lines and wearing just strange outfit. You know, and Keenan's cracking up and Sudeikis. It was good.
And that last one, I'm pretty sure Eddie dropped an MF they had to bleep out.
I think he did.
And then one of the last lines, I did not know you could say that on TV.
I didn't know either.
Woo.
That was okay. There's a lot more to get to. SNL, First of all, you have to last 50 years. But during the last 10, 20, 30 years, if you think, oh, it's no longer relevant, try again. You're allowed to think it was at its funniest during your, what, high school, college, early 20s? Get it. A lot of people still identify music and many things in their life there. But the Trump portrayals, the attempting to get Biden right, the stars who go on there, the top musical acts that go on there, how it's played in social media. There's so much out there, Dave, that the numbers are never going to be what they were. But the impact of the show is still everywhere. Is there any doubt about that?
No, it's not. And when you get a great sketch, I mean, it is everywhere for the next few days of people rewatching it on YouTube, still talking about it. It's, I mean, they still crush, I'm sure, with numbers as far as just, you know, people streaming bits that maybe they didn't watch live.
Many other items on this. A reminder, Dean Phillips is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Dean talking publicly for the first time since Tina Smith said she's not running for re-election in 2026. Is there any scenario where Dean Phillips jumps into the race, even though he had said previously, well before we knew about Tina Smith, that he wasn't going to run in 2026 for the Senate seat or the governor's race? His wording was interesting when he said, it's not my intention to run for this seat. But what else did you love or what else did you not like last night? SNL at 50. Calls and text encouraged. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Michael is back. He never died. It was all a setup. And you're breaking the news right now.
That is incorrect. Michael is, I believe, still no longer with us. I am not going conspiracy theory on Michael.
Hmm. Dr. Conrad Murray is joining the show.
No. No, no Dr. Murray.
Is he dead too?
I think he is.
I think he might have died. Yeah. What do we got?
Well, it's a big day today, Chad. It's President's Day, of course. So we are playing a band's artists who share a surname with one of our presidents.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, Andrew Jackson. They could be brothers. We're not sure.
Yeah. Do we have a Trump musical act?
We do not have a Trump.
Come on.
We have plenty from both sides of the aisle, but I could not think of a musician, a prominent musician with the last name of Trump. To honor the president.
You got that note from George Soros, Dave. He told you don't play it.
Yes, we're playing only musicians with the last name Clinton and Obama. That's it.
Let me give you an example of a text that goes absolutely nowhere and you don't need to send it. Have never watched the show, so 0 out of 10. Then I don't bleep and care what you have to say. Okay. You want to disagree with me, Dave?
I do not. And how do you know it's a 0 out of 10 if you've never watched it? And by the way,
exactly.
You're probably lying because everyone's seen at least a little bit of SNL in their life.
1,000% this person has stumbled upon SNL. One clip, a soundbite, something. Let's just get to a lot of the texts. There's a lot of texts going to touch on topics that I want to get to, and I want to work the folks into the show. The Lawrence Welk skit was funny, and Debbie Downer. I did not like Debbie Downer. Did you?
I did not love Debbie Downer, no. It lacked the fun of the other Debbie Downer sketches from the past, is everybody just losing their minds and, Jimmy Fallon, number one, laughing their butts off during the segment. I don't know. It was fine. It was not great.
Working Farrell in as Robert Goulet into the Lawrence Welk skit was fantastic. Okay. God, my God, is he funny. Do we need Kim Kardashian in the skit?
No.
Do we really?
No, we did not.
We don't. More text. 651-461-9226. Thought the SNL show was really good. Forgot how funny Eddie Murphy is. He killed in every sketch he was in. Chad, the part I didn't like was Paul Simon and Paul McCartney. They go McCarthy, but it's McCartney. They were amazing in the day, but painful to hear them now. Okay. Both did not have great timbre in their voice last night. Is that a fair way of saying it?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I guess I didn't think Simon was too bad.
I thought McCartney stood out worse. I don't think he was feeling great. That would have been my guess, because you see other concerts or clips of concerts not that far away, and I thought he was better. I thought just because of that, why not bring on some other enormous stars like Eddie Vedder's there? Bring on huge acts to join Paul McCartney with that medley. The best, Kate McKinnon and the Close Encounter sketch with Meryl Streep and John Hamm. Okay. Kate McKinnon and Meryl Streep, that combo, were phenomenal.
That was great. I didn't realize Meryl had never hosted.
Never?
Yeah.
Let's see more. I was pleasantly surprised by the lack of Trump impressions. They knew we didn't need him as part of the legacy. Bravo. Why am I blanking the guy who plays him? He was briefly on. He was in the big Mulaney, where they were going over decades in New York tied to SNL. Which I what did you think of that? I thought that was very.
I loved that one. That was one of the highlights for me for sure.
I thought the writing of that whole montage of decade after decade was just brilliant.
James Austin Johnson is who does Trump.
That's right. I think a brief James Austin Johnson as Trump wouldn't have been bad.
I think he could have had a few presidents there.
Was very surprised all the sketches were live and new material. Was expecting all classic rerun material. And Lil Wayne? Okay. The Tom Hanks bit was tasteless. I'm reading your text here. The Tom Hanks bit was tasteless. And they wonder why Trump won. That's not why Trump won, okay? Because there are many, many reasons why, but we've turned this whole Hollywood thing into that's why Trump won. Hollywood hasn't cared for Republicans for like 70, 80 years, correct?
For the most part, that's true.
And we've had how many Democrats as presidents? Again, that part of it I didn't like. I don't think it was worth it. The original Hanks Black Jeopardy was great. Google it. Yep, I have. It's very funny. Let's see more here. A lot of people loving Meryl Streep. Agreed. I just switched to NPR programming. This is the same buffoon who told us 0 out of 10. Oh, no, it's not that. Just came across a pic of your dad, Chad. Okay. I'm glad you enjoy that. There's a lot of a variety of photos of my father, including the ones when he's younger. Those are the ones I like best. Will Ferrell in shorts. Laughing my you-know-what off.
The spring uniform, as he called it.
Biggest surprise by far was what, Dave Harrigan?
Biggest surprise. That's a good question.
By far. Not even close.
I don't know. What's...
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, you know what?
Jack hasn't been spotted
in
public for years. Lots of concerns about his health. To have him introduce Sandler.
Yeah.
And maybe just from the movie together, whatever their type. I love that.
It was great. I thought when they did the Tina and Amy taking questions from the audience, but I could have sworn I saw Jack there and I was shocked. And then, he pops up to introduce Sandler. And Sandler's song was unbelievable. That was great.
Sandler's song was as good as anything they did last night.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Oh, I 100% agree. He knows how to touch the heartstrings, man. When he mentions Farley and Norm together and just takes a little brief pause, I was fighting back a tear.
Yep. What did you think of the Tina and Amy segment with the celebrities?
I thought that was very good. They played it off as, hey, this is just kind of an excuse to put all the celebrities on the camera, give them a little time. Well, yeah, it was, and it also worked.
Yeah. What did you think about a minor attempt to resurrect Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively?
I thought Reynolds' line was very good. Something
I thought he delivered it extraordinarily well.
What have you heard?
Have you heard anything?
Yeah.
I was a little surprised that they did it. The Domingo segment has been the most discussed segment of the season, so I'm glad they worked it in. What do you think about that?
I enjoyed Domingo. I don't think quite as much as you, but I loved it. I liked that Sabrina was part of it and was complete, as tone deaf as everybody else was during the sketch. And, adding Martin Short and Molly Shannon as the parents were great. And
yes. Oh, yeah. It was great. Friday, go back and find it from Cher, Backstreet Boys, Eddie Vedder, Jack White. Some funny skits, no Timberlake, so it's Sandberg and Lady Gaga with some of the skits, including You Know What, the Box.
The Lonely Island stuff. I saw that one.
Yeah. Really, really good. So bravo to SNL. Dean Phillips with us next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.